Hi, this is Meryl Nannucci, and I'm reading Houdini Escapes the Time Capsule. 1. It proved to be far deeper than a steamer trunk, fraught with the stench and dirt of decades. For the sake of nostalgia and to cop a cheap bath, Houdini leaps from the Brooklyn Bridge in a Saks Fifth Avenue sack, only to be met by police, a gaggle of startled onlookers. I am Harry Houdini. Of course you are. America has changed utterly. Internet, cell phones, advertisements beamed in neon across Times Square. He is nearly invisible as he pulls yards of needles from his mouth at the corner of 42nd Street. Only one woman stops. I hope they're sterile. What happened to the men in hats? He misses especially the hats. 2. And so he disappears to Wisconsin, old childhood home, prince of the air. Houdini is on your porch. Houdini is holding his breath in your bathtub. It is not the Chinese water torture trunk, but you are still impressed. He is compact and muscular, passionate as he speaks of humanity's illusions, rapt faces in the reflection of ATM machines, mass sorrow in the lines at Walmart, the need for escape even greater. Not to be grumpy, he makes your cell phone ring when no one is calling. Sometimes he uses your computer to search Craigslist for a straitjacket, unusual handcuffs. There's a market, Houdini discovers, and not what he intended. Houdini feels depressed. Houdini misses Bess. Yes, the washing machine is remarkable, and the cake mix are fun to watch, but mostly he wants to go back. Where is the lock that opens the door to 1926, when that jerk of a boxer punched him in the stomach 3 times? Houdini would stop him now, live out that slow and glorious stage, before the stock market crash, talkies, radio, Jews like himself made into so many chattel, men shot apart, the sweat and nerves of the Deep South, the illusion of the shining kitchens of 1955. He most likely would have died before Armstrong's giant leap for mankind. On his way out, he does not say where to. Houdini gathers a room full of schoolboys, sets up an ordinary computer screen, counts to 5. See them disappear. Houdini cannot bring anyone back. Houdini is on a Boeing 787, taxiing down the runway. Houdini is in the sky. He orders a water. He does not turn it into wine. He is not Christ, after all, though Christ must be out there, too, wringing his hands, uncuffed, full of grief.